Hello and welcome to Banking on Value Exchange, the podcast where we delve into the latest trends and innovations shaping the world of banking. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz, and today is episode 11, where we'll dive into a fascinating topic that's transforming the way banks understand their customers and deliver tailored solutions of dynamic customer segmentation and account analysis. Joining us today is Dan Gill, SunTech's Banking Industry Principal. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
Dan, in an era where customer preferences and behaviors are evolving rapidly, banks are seeking new ways to enhance their services and stay ahead in a competitive landscape. And dynamic customer segmentation has emerged as a powerful tool, really enabling institutions to gain deeper insights into their customers' financial activities and needs. Can you help us unravel the intricacies of this technology-driven approach and how it's revolutionizing the realm of account analysis? So maybe to start, what is dynamic customer segmentation?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. So most banks, especially in the account analysis realm, have been familiar with for a long time with this idea of segmenting customers into buckets and offering them different suites of services, different rates, different prices, et cetera, based on who they were. So government entities might get certain preferential pricing or rates. Insurance companies might get something, or people in a certain geographical area might get different preferential things. That is what I would refer to as static segmentation. It is, you look at the company, you know who they are, and you treat them differently based on who they are. Dynamic segmentation takes that a step further and looks at how they behave. It looks at their usage of the bank's services really across the relationship. And when visibility is brought into that, the bank now has a lot more ways to segment on the fly, all the way down to a segment of a single customer, so that they can make offers to those customers that appear to be or are going to help win new business or cross-sell new products and services or attract more business from the customer. And really, that's the heart of it, right? We've gotten in this really competitive space, both from a pricing point of view, as well as a competition for balances point of view. And the bank needs to be able to see all of the things about the customer and how they're acting to come up with ways that they can get them, get more business from them.
Well, that's interesting, Dan. You know, we speak with a lot of banks on a daily basis, and it always seems that, especially in some of the banks grappling with old technology, when we speak about segmentation, it's that kind of static ability to segment their customers. So glad to hear that, you know, there is advancements, but how can dynamic customer segmentation be used in account analysis?
Is it
a way where a bank can say customer in X region who maintains an average of 10 million in balances and performs 500 transactions a month, you know, should be getting some special offers? How are you really thinking about this for the treasury services and account analysis?
Yeah, I think that what you just mentioned is kind of maybe call that tier one dynamic segmentation. Really still pretty basic. You're just adding in, you know, some additional minor behavioral characteristics. I kind of see sort of three different levels to this. One of them is what you just described is, you know, they're doing certain things, they're in a certain area, they're maintaining a certain balance level, and therefore we're going to offer them some special rate or something, which can almost be accomplished simply by tiering the earnings credit or the hard interest rates or tiering services and things like that. So that exists in many places already. But if we think back to some of our previous episodes, you'll probably remember that Accelerate, the Suntex account analysis product, has the ability to gather up not only who the customer is and give you a full 360 degree view into that, but also how they're using a variety of the bank services. And so what it does is it gives the banker visibility into everything the customer's doing, so that we can then come up with other things that we wouldn't have even thought of beyond just, say, simple tiered pricing. Some examples might be, we look at the customer and maybe their account analysis or their treasury transactions, and we look at that alongside, let's say, their lines of credit they have with us. And because of certain features that cross the product areas, we're able to do certain things for them. Another thing that it allows you to do that is missing in many account analysis worlds, which is, to me, a really good cross-sell opportunity, is when we can have just simply visibility into how people are using different things. So, for instance, if they have a transaction account that they're actually writing checks against, but yet they don't have positive pay, you'd think that's easy to spot, but it's really not. And so a smart system that brings you visibility into everything can actually tell you, hey, here's all the accounts that don't have positive pay, but are writing checks. Or if they're overdrawing their accounts frequently, you know, maybe they're a smaller customer, they're not fully advanced yet, but they're overdrawing frequently, maybe it's time to offer them a controlled disbursement product. There's a lot of different ways that you can do that, but in order to do any of them, you need to be able to see what it is they're doing. So that's sort of the second phase, bringing to the banker the ability to do things. And then finally, what we'll, I hope, talk about it here in a minute is, well, now with where technology is, the machine can actually learn things. You know, machine learning and artificial intelligence really give some unique ways to get into what banks could do that people might not have thought of.
Absolutely. Now, dynamic customer segmentation, I think this is where you were hoping to go with this, you know, powered by AI, is a game changer in account analysis, at least from my perspective.
Absolutely.
It's equipping banks with the tools to stay customer-centric, to be responsive and competitive, and really help them unlock their data goldmine to start monetizing that data in a much more efficient and effective way.
Yeah.
Can you help us understand how AI can be used in account analysis?
Yeah. I've been more excited than anything about seeing some of the awesome work that our technology groups are doing in the machine learning and AI space, because I agree with you totally. This is where the future is, right? We've been talking in this whole series about how do I reinvent this, you know, stale old process of account analysis? How do I make the bank more profitable? How do I satisfy customers better so that it becomes a more useful tool? And I really think AI is the next thing that we're going to unlock in this reinvention process. And it kind of goes like this. I have been in countless operations groups with banks. And usually when you go into the room where those people are working, you see their monitors covered in sticky notes of things you need to remember about, you know, whether it's a customer commitment or some special pricing or pricing expiration or renewal, just 1,000 moving things going on that these people have to remember, right? And so where I see machine learning coming in, or AI in general, is when you have to have all of these little sort of one-off reminders for a person to do something, you're not able to think forward into things you might not even be noticing. That's what causes banks a lot of problems. When I put a machine learning algorithm around that, or I have artificial intelligence looking at what's happening, it has the ability to spot things that a human probably would never come up with, and it can spot trends and similarities across customers, and it can automatically come up with things like, here's the next thing you should offer this customer, right? That makes the banker, or gives them the ability to be completely proactive and serve those corporate customers in a way that no other bank can do today. It starts with the visibility to the data. The AI looks at it, and through its learning and its intelligence, is able to come up with really cool ways to predict what you should offer, to come up with compelling and unique offers and deliver them quickly and easily, because everything's centralized, everything can be viewed in real time and learned by someone who's far smarter and faster than any human ever could be.
Yeah. These are exciting times, Dan.
It really is.
I think that wraps up our podcast on dynamic customer segmentation and account analysis. We hope you all enjoyed. Dan, thanks for being here, and stay tuned for episode 12 on banking as a service, embedded finance, and ecosystem management and account analysis. Stay tuned.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.